First of all, I'm very, very happy and honored to be conversing with Brij Mohan Bhai today. All of you have seen him and know him as one of our senior brothers in the Yajna, and probably most famously as the editor of Purity magazine. Who reads Purity magazine here? English, there you go. So, Brij Mohan Bhai is also the main spokesperson for the organization, the Brahma Kumaris in India. And my experience when I've been listening to him speak on current issues in India, very precise, very real, and to the point. And so today our topic is our response to the call of time. And I'm a little bit excited to hear Brij Mohan Bhai's own perspectives on where we're at this point in time. This is an unprecedented time, not only for Bharat, but globally also. In Bharat, I don't know a time, unless Brij Mohan Bhai knows a time, when mosques and churches and religious organizations were closing down to such an extent in order to help the country ensure that this coronavirus doesn't spread. And so I think I've received some questions from some of you on the ground. And I have some questions of my own, and I would like to take up four areas with Brij Mohan Bhai today. The first area is a reality check in our current times. The second area is the area of decision making in our current times. The third area is spiritual preparedness and or spiritual ever readiness. And the fourth area is future vision. Is that okay? Yeah, I think it broadly covers some of the comments and questions that I've received. So, Brij Mohan Bhai, thank you for joining us. On behalf of the double foreigners who are not here, but who are following the amazing events that are unfolding here in Bharat, in Madhuban, abroad, the biggest question in people's mind is, at this point, at a reality check level, or how does the Yajna view what is currently happening at this point in time?
What is happening?
What is happening? Well, that's a really good answer, Brij Mohan Bhai. I think there's two words that sum up what's triggering the global crisis. It's called coronavirus.
Achcha.
And the consequences of it.
Consequences. The spiritual law is anything that comes, goes, must go. So this is my answer to your question.
I think that deserves a round of applause. Very stable on the drama. So does that mean you're just waiting for it to go?
No, no. It will go of itself. You need not wait. It is not a plane or train that you are waiting to enter.
Right.
It has come, it will go.
It will go.
Everything is doing their job. It is also doing its job. Let it do it as per drama.
It's per drama. And so can I ask another question in relation to this? When you receive, the Yajna starts to receive directions from the government in relation to following certain aspects, be it limiting the size of gatherings, be it limiting social distancing measures. How do you take that into consideration?
You see, the spiritual law is, the more you remember a thing, the more it will enter your mind. So don't let it enter your mind. Never take this name again in your mind. Everything will be alright. Government will do their own job.
So we have to take action but not hold it in our minds?
No. What action? Everything is doing their own bit and telling upon us. So what action we have to take? The best thing is to take no action. What action can you do you propose to take? We should distance our seats little more.
Well, we've been asked to take actions like washing our hands frequently.
That we will live normally. I think all are doing it already.
Yeah, they can increase it a bit more. And then what about the 3-foot distance between
that,
us?
That makes no difference.
That makes no difference, okay. And then the 3-foot distance between us?
Already distances are always in the mind. So therefore, don't distance at all. Physical distance doesn't matter. From how many things you will distance? So long as you are in this world, from how many things you should distance? You are trying to distance me and you, how about this?
Very good point. Very good point. So the essence of what you're trying to say is that if you don't let it mentally bother you, the events that are happening in the world...
Do you believe in the law of karma?
I absolutely believe in the law of karma.
If you believe in the law of karma, what does it say, basically?
The biggest secret is nothing new. And whatever comes has to go.
No, it is not the law of karma. The law of karma
is... It's a law of drama.
I am asking about law of
karma. Oh, law of karma is whatever you do, you get back in return.
Whatever you do, you will reap its reward. Whosoever does, he only will reap his reward. As much as is done, the reward will be reaped. Now, compare it with... the thing you have talked of, I won't name it. So, what does it say? If anybody's karma account has to be settled, there are 1001 ways of settling of account. If there is another way added, how does it matter? Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I may save myself of what you have said. I may get into another one. So, we should... All the Brahmins have stock of good karma. Mm-hmm. At least in comparison to the whole world, they have plenty stock of good karma. Baba is their canopy. What more you expect? Don't go out of the canopy. Okay?
So
and be happy. Don't worry, be happy.
Don't worry, be happy. So I think you've gone straight to the third issue of spiritual preparedness.
Preparedness? No. Spiritual attainment, whatever each one has done, that will help. We should spiritually prepare otherwise also for our eventual aim of returning. This is the passing phase. The most hygienic place, the most spiritually hygienic place, clean minds, clean hearts, well-wishers of all, we welcome everything. So how can we say, I welcome everything except this, what you have mentioned? No? It, in the drama, we welcome everything.
Mm-hmm. Are you following what Brijmambhai is saying?
Actually, we were waiting for such things to happen, but it will happen as per drama.
As per drama, you're right. And it's beneficial. It's beneficial.
Definitely, it is beneficial to achievement of our aims and objects, and also beneficial in turning people towards Baba. What more you want? No propaganda could have done this, as this is doing, turning people Godward. In Italy, our sisters have gone online, offering courses, offering so many things, and all people are very attentively listening. They have nothing else to do. They would never have done in 100 years, but this has been done in 20 days.
So talk to us a little bit about decision making in these times, because I'll give you an example. A lot of the different countries are requesting nationals to come back to their countries. So, for example, you know, some of the double foreigners, well, most of them have received a directive to try and rebook their tickets to return home as quickly as possible, before borders close and sanctions are held.
Who makes those decisions to cancel the tickets and book the tickets on what
the
basis?
The seniors.
Who are the seniors?
The RCs.
If they are already there, then what do we want to challenge their decision?
Well, certain flights have cancelled.
No. Things
so they
will
need
happen.
To rebook.
Things will happen as they are. If my flight is cancelled, I am here. Very good. If I take the flight, still better. So what is the problem?
Well, no, it's not.
What decision has to be taken?
Drama will
take decision for us as per our fortune.
And then what about this incident when people say, what involves in the decision-making process in this time? So let me give you an example. The example is, okay, here's a direction received from the seniors. Please, your flights are cancelling. We have no uncertainty about booking, so rebook your tickets. And some are saying, well, you know, I've caught the last plane to Madhuban. I want to just stay here. And so they're saying, well, I'm being touched by Baba. So in the decision-making process, where is your relationship with Baba? And then where is the input, especially of the seniors, valid at such times? Because certain people are experiencing resistance inside to following even certain directions.
Well, sometimes you have noticed that a person cancels flight ticket. Another one gets that ticket, he is very happy that this person cancelled, so I got the chance. And supposing there is an accident, then what will happen? The one who cancelled will be happy, and one who rushed in will feel, I should not have then, but it is drama. So therefore, even the thoughts about decisions and the decisions will vary from person to person, country to country, RC to RC. It is all as per drama. So if we are firm on drama, no need to think about even that. Basically, you know, who knows it is good for me to be in Madhuban or in Delhi? I don't know. So as the drama unfolds, I will naturally take my steps. If someone says, brother, you stay in Delhi, I will say drama is telling it through him. And if somebody calls me in Delhi, I will say it is good in the drama. You know, because what we are trying to save, what we are trying to be worried about, our body, our death, or what? Question is this, basically. So our drama is predestined, and after Sangam Yoga, everyone's drama is better. So anything Baba's statement is single, whatever has happened in drama is good, whatever will happen will be better. Finish. He has already taken a decision for us.
So we just follow the signals in the drama.
The song today was this, that please let the boatman take the boat. We have surrendered ourselves to the boatman and don't disturb the boatman. This was the meaning of the song. You know Hindi.
Mm.
It said like that.
I did want to ask you the question. What does it mean from your experience to have a surrendered intellect? Because I find that it is important aspect at these times especially. The definition of a surrendered and your experience of a surrendered intellect.
My experience is wherever I have tried to experiment with something else than surrendered intellect, I have felt I went wrong. This is the thing. Surrender is not only to Baba, surrender is to drama also. Your topic is something about time.
A response to the call of time.
Time. So the most powerful factor in all the three is time. Now what we mean by time? Do we mean that we should be thinking of future in that time? Or should we be thinking of past in that time? Or should we be thinking of present, that also, what is the duration of that present? Or should we be thinking of spur of the moment? So that is the thing. So we have to live time moment to moment. And that is the call of the time. So I can't say about future. It is not in my hand. As you say, abruptly things are happening which are not to be comprehended by people. That is the thing. So basic thing is to keep our stage stable. That is our test.
And what newness do you see emerging in this time?
Well, we have to emerge newness. Time will go by in its own way. So Baba says, every moment, in fact, we should emerge new things. New thoughts, not our old thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
This is newness. The way I was thinking yesterday, to cancel the flight or take the flight, I should stop that. I should think new. Also, my own track of thinking, I should put a full stop, because that won't work. I should think. That is to say, in Hindi we say sankalp, swabhav, my nature. I may be very weak soul, weak mind, but no, I have to change. And then my context, what I am carrying with me, I am spreading to others. That thing what we have mentioned may spread later, but my vibrations will spread faster. So we have to be new in all these things. Think new. Change my sanskar to new. And also change my context. Even my journey. Because Baba has given us not this world, or not the present time, but all the universe before us. Where should be having our mind? In the end, Baba has said that there will be lot of many big happenings. Fires of destruction, fires of vices, and fires of attractions and repentance, so many. So at that time, we have set our mind to be thinking about the Satyuga or the Paramdham or the angelic stage, then these things won't affect us. So start thinking right from now.
Is this your practice at this point in time?
Well, my practices are so many. So
please
change
tell us
from
some
time
of your
to
so
time.
Many.
But this is all, Baba has given this practice to all of us.
Mm-hmm.
That please keep your mind at this place at least 8 times in the day. What more explicit Baba could be? And some people try to complete those 8 times right in the morning. Or some say, in the end, if I am short of that, I will do before. That is not the idea.
This is the practice of the 5 forms.
That is not the idea. The idea is it should be regularly done. As much as possible. We are not here. Because we are not to be here.
Mm.
So if we are here, We will be reading the newspaper, thinking, getting the news. I was coming from Harmony Hall. One sister was carrying today's newspaper, foreign sister. So I was musing. She said, "Have you read it?" I said, "Yes, I have already read it." Like that. The more I used to listen to news in the TV. 1 year back, Baba guided me to stop that. Because that is only, they are duty bound within their news period to extend something, go on repeating, go on exaggerating, adding this and that. So why should I let it be in my idea?
You don't want the extra noise in your head that can sometimes be created.
No, whatever we want to get rid of, we should get rid of in our mind. There is an actual experience. If you like, I can tell you.
Please. Please.
Should I?
Yes.
With the permission of all?
Yes. Would you like to hear an experience and story from Brij Mumbai? Yes. Thank you.
About 30 years, 40 years back, in Delhi, where we lived, one brother sort of started going against the principles of Gyan. So he founded his own group of 4 or 5 people. He will come to the main center, and anybody going out, he will try to mislead him. He printed some leaflets also and so on. So we were trying to chase him. I went to his house in his absence, asked his parents to give me all those leaflets he wanted at the railway station, burned them and so on. We were chasing him. But I thought, after 2-3 days, this is not the divine way. So I asked Baba. Baba said, if you want to let anything go, don't let it come in your mind. Don't think of him, he will go away. And in 15 days, that person disappeared. Actually, we stopped thinking about him at all. After about 6 months, he appeared in Chandigarh. And the Chandigarh center phoned me after the class that a such and such person has come. We have kept him in a room and guarding him. What should we do with him? Should we send him to the police? I told them the same thing. Please absolutely remove him. If you are thinking of him, you are adding power to him, giving him strength. So this is the basic idea.
So what happened in Chandigarh with him?
He is gone.
He left.
We don't know where he is.
Nor we want to know. I like what you're saying. Do you like what Brij Mumbai just shared? Yeah, I like what you're sharing, Brij Mumbai, because it's really creating a picture of how we need to be at this time. I see that you are aware of what's going on, but mentally you are stable and above, and that your inner practice keeps you above and beyond with Baba to be able to easily respond to whatever signals come from you in the drama.
Basic thing is, everybody's response to any situation is different. We know that.
It is.
Now, what should be a BK's response?
Yes.
So Baba says, when Baba used to come in body, children come to me and they keep on repeating their mistakes and weaknesses in mind. Baba, I did this, you told me not to do, I still did this, I will not do this next time. They keep on repeating in their mind. Baba said, I want to give them something, but they are too engaged in repeating their weaknesses. Similarly, in many Murlis, Baba has said, first you set your stage. Even in the last Murli, Baba said, you belong to the highest place, Paramdham. You are my empowered children. You are my, what Baba says in Hindi, Raja children. You are the sovereigns of yourself. Be in that state and then look at things. And we also go as seekers and beggars. Baba says, I don't attend to beggars. Therefore, we go, Baba, please, I am telling you, to take mercy on these people, remove this thing and that thing. So that is not our way of doing things. We have to put ourselves in such a state, and now nobody can come to Paramdham. Can this thing what you are mentioning come to Paramdham or even to subtle world? No.
No.
Then, I am the soul. This is only body. If I, the soul, am there, then what? Nothing? This is the thing.
I like the emphasis you're putting on taking self-responsibility for your state of mind. Can you just talk a little bit about resistance? Internal resistance. Souls say that they understand what they need to do, they understand what Baba is saying, but yet there's some internal resistance that prevents them from doing it or prevents them from following. What advice would you give about resistance and dissolving resistance during these times?
Actually, it is interference of the mind, I consciousness. I still have the I in myself. You can call it ego, you can call it thinking, self-confidence, over-self-confidence, something. So we have to do lot of labor. You do get limited result, but you have to do lot of labor in that and face all those situations. Everyone knows what is to be done. But when it comes to doing, there is a paralysis. So that paralysis comes only because I am using my own energy, own power. So get rid of that. We have to use our own power right from day one of Satyuga to the end of Kaliyuga, our own battery. Presently, we need not use our battery when the powerhouse is there. So otherwise also, you use your battery only when the connection with the powerhouse is not there. So we are filling our battery for the 5,000 years to come. And if I start trying to use my own battery when it's time not to use it and get it filled, that is the difference.
So resistance comes from trying to use your own resources and energy.
Yes.
To accomplish something.
Yes. And there are certain hidden things, jealousies and comparisons, that this person is famous, this person is in this position, why this person in this position, I think I can also be in this, and so on. There are subtle factors. If we start recognizing that all are Baba's children, they are all under Baba's care, even if those who are naughty and true and also under Baba's care, so Baba will take care of them the best. I should neither think about them, nor I should compare with others, that this person, why even is in Gyan? We say this person has no qualities at all. He is doing this, he is doing that, why is in Gyan? It means we are questioning Baba. So once you start challenging the source, you disconnect. The basic thing is our connection. Do we have a constant connection of a yogi, or we get connected when we require, and then otherwise when we feel like going astray, we disconnect ourselves and again we reconnect like that.
The other thing that's linked to this, I feel, and it's in a conversation that happened with somebody recently, was that freedom is an important experience, especially for a lot of double foreigners, personal freedom. And sometimes they want their private relationship with Baba, but then they feel trapped by events in the drama, or feel trapped by what is happening, by the scenes in the drama. And so then the experience of freedom, it's like, I'm going to do what I have to do in order to guard my freedom. So can you just talk a little bit about the experience of real freedom and how to keep yourself liberated inside in this time?
You see, one has to be very careful about the interpretation of freedom. In a Lokic sense, a person wants to be free of his family, everyone, friends, everyone. So he says, I want to lead a free life. So what that person will do? Have his own apartment, okay? Do his own things in his own way, which means there will be no regularity, no sort of resemblance with the general trend. He will have his own way of living. Someday he may oversleep, some he may not sleep at all, and so on. So that person has to collect every resource in order to be independent and free. Okay? Every resource.
Mm.
And so long as he is okay, it's okay. Supposing something happened to him, nobody will come and bother also about him.
Mm.
Is this freedom?
Mm.
Or you have a group of people and you just do your bit.
Mm.
And rest of it you get done,
mm.
which is a sort of cooperative system.
Mm.
Is that real freedom? In Baba's Yajna, for example, I am there. I have my own certain duties to do. Beyond that, I get everything done. Supposing I decide, no, I should be free outside of this, I take a apartment and start living. Is that real freedom? Number two. Freedom should come in the mind and intellect. If one's mind is burdened with so many things, Baba says light, double light, light and might. So you will find all people who have clear intellect, they can take lot of responsibility, they don't feel it responsibility at all, they enjoy, they take it like a play. Like Dadi Janki, she comes out of the last stage also many times you have seen.
Mm-hmm.
So is this freedom or is that freedom that a single thing can take away all my freedom and put me into some rut where I am crying and I am feeling helpless? So this word freedom is a misnomer. People are misusing this word freedom. Always now say, take the word as a whole. If the world as a whole has one world, one government, no borders, nothing, will it be more freedom and less expenditure, everything freely available, or you have got borders and you have got armies and you have got this and that? This is a living example.
Mm-hmm.
So freedom is in wholeness, freedom is in what you call a global, rather universal outlook, that is freedom.
Mm-hmm.
Even now, we are all BKs, we have all the Gyan, but we are thinking of this world, today's time, this and that, and forgetting. Now, this particular event, what is happening, it is only a few days old. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
We have lived all through the golden age, the silver age. If I remember all my track, what is this? This is a little bit. But if I am stuck only to this, I have forgotten all my good things, everything, even my future. I think this is going to be and I have to be with it all the time. So I am making myself more miserable.
Mm.
It is like condensing a problem.
Mm.
So if you spread poison in a river, so it will get diluted.
Mm.
And if you concentrate poison in a glass of water, then it will become real poison. This is the thing.
That's quite a graphic image.
Yes.
If you start thinking about micro events in
yes.
the drama,
yes.
it's like poisoning your own mind and intellect.
And troubling yourself.
Mm. So you made a very interesting connection in what you just said. You talked about the subject of a clean and clear intellect. Can you say more? Because I know that Baba has also, in lots of Avyakta Muralis, talked about increasing catching and touching power. So could you expand on this, please? A clean, clear intellect and catching and touching power during these times.
You see, if your phone is engaged, somebody wants to give you a very urgent message. Can he give? No. Something real, serious is happening and he wants to inform you, but you are busy talking something this and that. My hygiene project or something, for example. And you feel so enjoyed because this is your baby, you are thinking this is my baby, all other babies apart, this is my baby. This is the problem. If I am a trustee only, everything is mine. So therefore, Clean means you are receptive to.
You are?
Receptive to any intuition, any guidance, anything.
That's a nice definition. I want to repeat that. Clean means being receptive to any guidance, any signals.
Receptive.
Receptive.
You should be available to listen to that.
Mm.
If I go on speaking, where is the time to listen?
Mm.
So this is one thing, clean. This your second question was?
Catching and touching power.
So naturally, if you are free, you will catch. Otherwise you can't catch, but even God is guiding you, but you are engaged.
Mm.
Rain is falling, but you are in a cave. For you it is no rain.
Mm. And what would you say is the difference between your own commentary playing in your head and really receiving a touching from Baba?
This is very subtle.
Mm.
Baba says, be a real instrument.
Mm.
Be a, just in the big drama, I am so fortunate that Baba has given me some role. But that role also I should not take to myself, this I am playing this role.
Mm.
Because you will find actually Baba is helping us out of so many big roles that Baba gives. Baba just wants his children to earn the fortune because Baba is above all that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if a parent has lot of property, he knows I am not to use it. He will like to select some good children and distribute. This is Baba is doing.
Mm-hmm.
But anything, say I have got goods, my team is good.
Mm-hmm.
Who has given me this team? Baba has given. Now, if I start thinking they do teamwork and everything happens and I think I have done it and it is real nice, everyone is appreciating and I take it in my head, I don't have clear intellect, I won't be receptive because I will be little extra busy in that. Basic thing is, if you give extra love to Mr. A, for whatever reason, is your sport, you are withdrawing love from all others.
Mm.
This is the thing.
Mm. And this is all the function of the intellect in many ways. When the intellect starts to get trapped or over-focus on something.
I may tell you, intellect is our greatest cheat. Intellect is our greatest deceiver. Intellect is our greatest misguide. Think of the heart only. Mind. Because intellect is used only whenever you are in doubt, or it will create doubt in you.
Good point.
So
where does the role of intellect in yoga come in then? Intellect is also a powerful connector.
Do you think that deities ever use their intellect?
No.
Then what does it mean? It is perfect intellect in them.
Mm-hmm.
It need not be used.
Mm-hmm.
Just as a rich man only opens his purse to put in more money.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
I understand.
So therefore, intellect need not be used at all. That is the best state of the person. Supposing he is a policeman, he has a pistol here.
Mm-hmm.
If he never uses his pistol throughout his life, he is the best policeman. Because his authority itself is reflected, he need not, and if he takes out pistol at every moment, he is not a policeman at all. So intellect is like that.
So the ego-based intellect.
Pure and intact.
Mm-hmm. So what is a satoguni buddhi then?
So Baba says, only I think there was yesterday Murli, nishay atmak buddhi, nishay atmak buddhi.
Mm.
And Baba said about pravritti marga and all that.
Mm.
So
family path and an intellect filled with faith.
Nishay atmak buddhi, that intellect is really good and perfect, which can understand, I've already understood that Srimat is best for me. It will follow. It will not come in the way of Srimat and put something as my mat or my this and that but.
See, that's very important what you're saying, because for us to arrive at a place where the intellect becomes quiet, it has to accept that Srimat
is the best,
is
no other
best
alternative to
me.
Srimat. Yes.
Mm.
It means that I should allow the boatman to take my boat to the other side, mm-hmm. not to hold him there. No, please stop for a while or go this way or that way.
Mm-hmm.
This is what intellect does.
Mm-hmm.
Intellect is our, in fact, you have to guard against your intellect.
Do you like what's being shared? Yes, I think Brijbomba is taking us into some very valuable personal territory and subtle territory.
That is why Baba says, questions. If there is no question, person. If there is question, is a prashan. So all questions are resolved. That is the best intellect. Because you may have a question, but there is a full stop down below the question mark.
Mm-hmm.
When your question is resolved, full stop will remain.
Mm-hmm.
There is an exclamation, big one, but still there is a full stop below that. When your wonder or astonishment is finished, why not have it in the first instance?
Well, it would be no fun if it was the first instance. We wouldn't be having this conversation. I think, Brijbomba, the way you're taking us is very important at this time, because you're underlining not only the subtle work we need to do, but also bearing in mind the bigger picture. Me in the context of drama, and in the context of 84 births, in the context of what Baba wants. Now, the other thing I wanted to ask you, especially when we talk about taking decisions, people often tend to take decisions in their life by looking at their own situation and the people they're connected with immediately. And, you know, in such cases, what's interesting for me as I was listening to something the other day was somebody made a statement about this, in this thing that is happening. I won't say the name,
right.
But this thing that is happening. They said that you have to think of the safety of the gathering, and that's why you have to put yourself in self-isolation. It's for the benefit of the gathering. And so most people, when they make decisions, it's often very isolated and narrow. So what is decision-making? Do we have to consider the whole gathering when we make a personal decision? Do we have to consider what's happening around us when we make a decision for ourselves? Or can we just say, well, whatever I get a feeling from Baba, I'm going to decide on that and move on?
Number one, when I isolate myself, I become handicapped. For instance, I am sick today, I am on bed. Some situation has arisen, and I think this is my sickness and I put on being on bed. If I was not that, I would have been better, okay? So Baba says, there is one Baba, there is a whole family. We are not one single person, we are we. So in we have got all types of support. I may be sick, others are not sick. I cannot cook, others can cook. I cannot move, others can carry me, and so on. So basically, if decisions have already been taken, Baba says, I have children who are poor of money, I have children who may be not educated, I have many type of children who may be over rich, and so on. So the basic thing is, I have to be a complete person within myself, without all these external supports. That is what is Vishnu. And I have to be that person within myself, because it is the seed that has to be complete. So for that reason, decisions, there will be government orders. Many things, because the government has to safeguard itself. It's a government. For example, many people say, there are no orders from directions from the Brahma Kumari's headquarters, no direction for about this. Now the situations are such, in certain situations you can give directions. But the situation, there may be such fluid situations where you cannot give specific directions or they won't apply. But the governments are also only safeguarding themselves. Now I can take you to Delhi in areas where In one single room, 15 people of a family are living. The whole area is like that. The streets are also like that. What about those are also part of Delhi. You may save yourself from in very big New Delhi areas. How about that? It can spread. They say a gathering will cause it. A gathering may be for not for 12 hours or 4 hours. It may be 4-6 hours. But how about the other gatherings which are taking place? And it is not sure that this something may be in the gathering only. Even outside of gathering, by touching a rod also you can get it. So these are only external measures to keep people feel comfortable. Hmm. We have a road in Delhi near our center, big road, and there is barriers and police checkup and everything on that road on both sides. Okay. But there are 12 streets going out of the road this way and that way. There are no barriers. Many times robberies have taken place, people coming from the streets. But when they enter that road, they feel very safe that here is the police, they are checking. All those things we have to take into consideration generally. So, the instructions are already there for us. What we have to do, first thing is, we have not to panic. We have not to... Because courage is most important. If I don't have courage and my face is like looking worried, then I can't do anything at all. Even a doctor, if he looks worried, he won't be effective. Doctor shows confidence. But these are general things. Basically, whole of the universe, whole of the drama, whole of the 5,000 years, if you take everything into consideration, what is this? And many such things have many times happened. To an individual, when death takes place, something happens, which may be even worse than this. Okay? So they have to pass through this depending upon their karma. So I should perform good karma, have good, because all this good helps us out of all even impossible situations. So that is our reaction, what should be there. Other thing we should listen, if somebody is saying, do this, we will not say, don't do it, but we will just understand its limitation and be quiet.
Okay. It's already 10 to 12, and time has just flown. So before I kind of go any further, I want to throw the mic out onto the field and see if there's anybody in the audience that would like to engage with Brijmohan Bhai. If there's any questions you have or anything you'd like to share, please do come to the front of the stage for that.
So how many minutes of this assembly is left?
How many?
Minutes.
We have 10 minutes left,
only.
I think. Is that right? We have 10 minutes? Or?
So how nice and how safe we have been up to now. You know, little only is left.
Only little is left.
So nice. So.
May I ask something not related to this topic?
Sure.
But something you'd mentioned. How do you practice five forms, Brijmohan Bhai? How do you make it interesting, keep it going? The five forms?
Paanch swaroop ko. Aap kaise practice karte ho aur usme navinta kaise laate ho? Usko interesting kaise banate ho aap?
You see, what is the duration of golden age? How many years?
150.
At silver age also. How many years?
Same.
Total.
Total.
A total, 2000.
I'm giving one example only. So, if you have to think of your deity form, just for 2 minutes, how much you will be able to cover in one sitting? Little? You will think of some peacocks and some Krishna, it will be over. Okay? How about Paramdham? Soul world, Shiv Baba, other souls, who's in the first row and like that, how they come down slowly, slowly, nobody can go in big stories. So even a 3-hour story, one can memorize and enjoy in 10-15 minutes every time. It's a big, big story. So every time you can think something new, like a serial, stop at some place, and next time you start from there. Okay?
Thank you. Anyone else? Please do come to the front. And if there's anybody else, please come so we can save some time and take maximum benefit from Bridgemohan Bhai's presence.
My question just relates to Bridgemohan Bhai saying that not to use our intellect, it's the biggest cheat. So do I understand that we should say, let go, and let Baba?
आपने जो बताया था कि बुद्धि को यूज नहीं करना है तो मेरी समझ से हमको सिर्फ अपने आप को बोलना है लेट गो और लेट बाबा इतना ही बोलना है
सिस्टर गोपी हैड सेंट अस सम डॉक्यूमेंट्स द लास्ट डॉक्यूमेंट वाज हैड ए टेल स्टोरी दैट देयर वाज ए पर्सन विद ए कैमल ही आस्क्ड हिज गुरु Should I tie the camel or should I let it go in the name of God? Let God take care of him. What the Guru would have replied? This is your question to me. Tie the camel or leave it to God, let it go. That was a human Guru, he replied, tie the camel and then believe in God. Take care of him. You understand?
Yes.
The God is with the courageous. Nowhere Baba has said that you don't buy the lottery ticket and you will get the lottery. So you have to do your bit and then leave it to Baba. But don't think too much. Now you are thinking, which of the two? Should I let it go? Two extremes. No. We have to do our bit as rightfully as we think and then Baba will help us. God help those who help themselves.
Thank you.
Thank you. Did you like that? Yeah, I think so. Anyone else would like to come forward with any comments, questions? Oh, it's traffic control.
Shiv Pita ko ab yaad karo, Mukti Dham tumhe jana hai. Apne sukarmo ke barbaar hi, Satyug mein tumko
Thank you, Brij Mohan Bhai. On a final note, to all our brothers and sisters around the globe who have a lot of love for Madhuban, for Baba, because when there are events like this that happen in the drama, people think of what they love the most. And for that, for most people here, that is, and for those abroad, that is Baba and that is Madhuban. And everyone wants to catch the last plane home. So what last elevated versions and love-filled sharings would you like to give to all our brothers and sisters around the globe who will be watching this interview?
There cannot be any cut and dried statement. Because all souls have their own capacities. What A can do, B wants to do but may not be able to do to that extent. So in such situation, Baba also says, I give knowledge to all children make effort, still they get number-wise power. So the best thing is not to make any statement, but Baba says, see, watch the drama as it unfolds. You are not to be affected by anything. Basically, I am indestructible, I am imperishable, I am eternal, and I have eternal role, kalpa after kalpa, which will go on. So in this role, some scenes will come, but those scenes only, what do they affect? They affect your body, they affect your possessions, they affect your people, that's all. Basic thing is, I am imperishable, immortal. If not this, then something else. So therefore, we should have courage and to face everything. Actually, we need not face, it will come and go. Like clouds. So be peaceful, be in joy, happiness, that what Baba has given us to go through all scenes and by scenes is right. One point in the last Murli was, Sakar Murli, not this one, the last turn was, which we saw on the video, Baba said, children say, that we are walking, we are moving, but we are not feeling like going ahead. We are moving. Toward the end of the Murli was the answer, are you going on the right track or you have gone into the side lanes and you are walking there? So we should see we are walking, but where we are walking? Towards our goal, or we have got in a side lane. Similarly, in our head, we are thinking so much this and that. Are we going into the side lane of our thoughts, or we are going straight? So mere walking is not enough. we should say which direction we are going. Then we will feel attainment. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. Thank you very, very much.
No mention.
Okay. Any last things, announcements?
Thank you
for giving
me opportunity to, without any plane, without cancellation, meet so many brothers and sisters.
They've been waiting for you.
Yes.
So we're very glad you came from Delhi especially to be with everybody.
Yes. Sister Gopi told me to come earlier than I was scheduled to come. So I said, okay, voice of people is voice of God, so I came.
Thank you.
Thank you.